Hi, this is Allison Sheridan, and you're listening to Podcasting on Podcasting, Episode 11, hosted over at podfeed.com. In this episode of Podcasting on Podcasting, I'm going to walk you through how I do the live show every week on ustream.tv/nosillacast. Now, you may have noticed that I haven't done an episode in a while, and one of the reasons is that I really hate doing the Enhanced podcast. So, in the nature of trying to get on and get things actually done, I'm going to drop the Enhanced podcast. If that makes you really crazy, let me know. It's a lot of work, and I'm not sure it's worth the value. I mean, it probably adds a couple hours to the production of the show. So, I'm not going to do it. This is just going to be a plain old MP3. Head on over to the show notes and we'll follow along with it right there, because all the pictures and all the words are all there. Well, first, I want to get some listener questions out of the way. Many people ask me if it's okay if they just use the built-in microphone for recording their podcast. While technically you certainly can, I highly recommend against it. The sound quality is simply dreadful. It'll also pick up ambient room noise much more than a real microphone will. And you don't have to spend a lot of money on a headset or a real microphone either. I put a link in the show notes to the Plantronics DSP-400 over at Amazon.com, using my Amazon affiliate link, of course, which is an excellent starter mic for around $44. I've used the DSP-500, and it sounds pretty good for the money. When you get your real microphone, do some experimental recordings with the mic and the internal mic, and then you tell me which sounds more like something you'd want to listen to. The quality of your audio is second in importance only to the quality of your content, so make sure it's as good as you can get for the money you're willing to spend. Can you ever remember a show you've listened to where they had consistently bad audio? Do you still listen to it? I gotta tell you, I've stopped listening to single specific episodes of one of my favorite shows because the audio was bad. Another great example is Alex Lindsay, who does really high-end video podcasts, was asked at the New Media Expo, what's the most important thing to know about doing good video? You can see where I'm going, of course, right? He said, audio. In fact, I believe he said, audio. Well, I hope that clears up that question. All right, let's kick into gear now. Well, I've mentioned a bunch of times that I record the show live on Ustream on Sunday nights. By the way, it's at 5 p.m. GMT-8 at ustream.tv/nosillacast. There's a link in the show notes, of course. I thought it might be interesting to explain how all this works, how all the pieces get together. It's pretty interesting from a geek perspective and pretty amazing what we're actually able to do today. The first thing I do is I go to ustream.tv and I log in as Nosillacast. I get a great big Broadcast Now button for me to click. The one danger of going to Ustream, by the way, when you're streaming on Ustream, is you could end up hearing and watching yourself. That is a disaster, of course, because there's a several second delay. You can imagine how distracting that would be. Nobody's brain can handle that. Talking and listening to themselves 2 seconds earlier, it's impossible. I find that it works really well for me as the host to use Firefox with the FlashBlock plugin. So that lets me log in, and instead of seeing myself and hearing myself, there's just a big arrow in its place. I'm sure there's other ways to avoid it, but that's how I do it. But wait, before I actually go live, I have to set some things up. First, I plug in my audio input and output devices, my microphone and headphones. So in my case, I plug my Heil PR20 microphone into my USB interface. My USB interface is called the Fast Track from M-Audio. I've talked about that a few times. And then the USB interface itself plugs into USB on my Mac. Then I plug my headphones into the headphone jack on my Mac. Next, I launch GarageBand. If you launch GarageBand before you plug in your audio devices, GarageBand is going to pick up your internal microphone and internal speakers first, and then you'd have to go into the control panels, into the, audio MIDI interface under GarageBand in order to change it to the Fast Track and the headphones. It's really time-consuming in GarageBand to do it that way. It makes you wait a few seconds after each change, which is really boring. You can do it that way, but it's much more efficient to plug the components in first. If you're being paid by the hour, you can do it after the fact, but I wouldn't do it. So, now I've got my microphone and my headphones all set, and my recording software is all set up at this point. Now it's time to think about the people who will be watching live. How do I send video information to Ustream, and what should I send? If you just want to send your talking head, then you don't have to do much setup, assuming you've got a built-in EyeSight camera or you've got some external video camera hooked up to your Mac. Navigate to your channel, log in, click broadcast now. Ustream will pop up a window where the top half is the video with some information to tell you what stage Ustream is in the process of getting you set up. So it goes through and it says negotiating, and it has a bunch of little messages that go by. And down below that, there will be a chat room for your show. Once it has made the connection, it's got it all properly set up on the Ustream end, a small secondary window will pop up from Flash requesting to be allowed to use your video as the input device to Ustream. Let's see, it technically says camera and microphone access from Adobe Flash Player settings. Ustream.tv is requesting access to your camera and microphone. If you click allow, you may be recorded. Well, I sure hope so, since that's what we're trying to do. So, if you click allow, your eyesight will turn on and become active. Now what you're going to see, dead center in the middle of the screen, there's going to be two pull-downs. One is for the audio source and one is for the video source. I did an example in the show notes, but I was too lazy to go get my real microphone when I did it. So I set the audio one to the internal microphone. You remember I just told you never to do that? Don't ever do that. Use a microphone. But I was too lazy to take the screenshot with the right thing. And then the video input in my example shows the eyesight. Once I have that set, I can now see my own video showing up in the upper left-hand corner. Once that's working, it's time to actually start the show by clicking the Broadcast Now button. Actually, I'm sorry, starting the Start Broadcast button. So you hit Broadcast Now, you get it set up, and then you say Start Broadcast. Well, that's pretty much it if you just want a talking head show. But let's back up a step or two. If you watch my live show, you don't just see my talking head and hear me yapping. You also get to see my screen while I'm working with a picture-in-picture of my talking head, and you can hear anything I play in GarageBand. Or if I'm using Skype, you can hear the other person talking on Skype. Let's walk through how I do that. There are two tools to accomplish this. One to combine all of the video things I want to send to Ustream, and one to send all of the audio components. Let's first talk about how to combine the video effects. Enter the free CamTwist software, and I'm going to butcher the name of this. It's from allocint.com, allocint.com. CamTwist allows me to send the video of my screen to Ustream and to send the video from my eyesight for picture-in-picture. CamTwist does a ton more things, like I can have a halo over my head, I can make it rain, crack the screen, many useless but entertaining special effects. CamTwist is non-obvious how to set up, and I have to thank the chat room audience on the live show for helping me figure it out. I can't remember exactly who it was that gave me the pointers I needed. I wish I could, so I could give a shout-out there. Well, anyway, when you first launch CamTwist, you're going to see three vertical panes. They're titled Step 1, Select a Video Source, Step 2, Select some Effects, and Step 3, Adjust Settings. Remember that our goal is to create a picture-in-picture experience for the viewer, so they're going to see your talking head floating around with your desktop that you're working on displayed underneath your talking head. In the first pane, click once on webcam. Then you can look down in the bottom left of the pane and click once on picture-in-picture. You'll notice now that your webcam shows up in the third pane below the title Effects in Use, and it'll be called PIP Webcam or PIP Webcam. We're going to configure your webcam in the fourth pane once we get your desktop in the picture too. So now let's get to the exciting part. And this was one of the hardest things to get my brain around how to do. In the left pane, I want you to double-click on Desktop. Now under Live Effects in the third pane, you're going to see both your desktop and your picture-in-picture webcam. Let's configure the desktop first. You're going to have to decide how much of your screen you want to show. The temptation will be to leave the checkbox on the fourth panel set to full screen, but things will be so teeny on screen that it won't add any value at all if you do that. So uncheck that tempting full screen button, and now a button will become live that says Select Capture Area. Unfortunately, I can't easily capture a screenshot of what happens next, so I gotta just describe it. There's gonna be a black bordered, transparent box. It's going to pop up on screen. It's going to have handles at the corners and along the edges, and it has a button that says Done in the middle. In order to get a good idea of what your viewers will see, click the Window menu and choose Preview, and then you'll be able to see a little floating preview of what it's going to look like. So you drag the box around by the border and resize it using the six handles. When you've got it over what you want to show on screen, click the Done button. In my case, I set it to capture a portion of the GarageBand window, since that's what people voted they would most like to watch. We tried doing it of the show notes, but the video quality is so bad that they couldn't really see anything. So they decided they liked the to watch GarageBand better. The only thing that CamTwist doesn't do that I wish it did was to show my cursor. The developer evidently is working on it for a future release, and that'll be great when it's done. So many times I'm explaining something to the chat audience, and I want so desperately to point at something on screen, and I can't. It drives me nuts. I've even gone as far as moving my picture-in-picture around so I can point with my finger at GarageBand, but since the image is in reverse, I almost always point in the wrong direction. It's great for the comedy, of course, but there's not much instructional value in that. Now that we've got the desktop set up, we can figure out where we want to plop our talking head, also known as picture-in-picture. Click on the PIP webcam in the third pane, and you'll see, amongst other things, a button that says Nudge and a little black square on a big background. Simply drag that black button around and on the screen, and you're going to see your face moving around on the background in the preview window. You could also use the Nudge button to just slide it a little bit. You may also want to use the Scale slider to shrink your talking head until you've got it down to the right size. I think at full scale on a partial window, your head takes up like 90% of the window, so that would kind of defeat the purpose. There are lots more options in CamTwist, but I'll leave you to do the experimentation in that on your own. There's one thing I have noticed. It's a little bit buggy in that as you slide your head around, you're going to notice that there's going to be some video artifacts of the fact that you slid it around, and your viewers will see that. So what you want to do after you get it set up perfectly is uncheck the desktop from the third pane, just briefly, just uncheck it and recheck it. Don't hit the X button because that deletes it, which is what I do almost every time. Use the checkbox. So when you uncheck that, it's actually going to clean up the artifacts so that it does look good to your viewers. The nice thing is that your viewers will type to you and go, "Hey, it looks horrible. Fix it, would you?" We've got one final step left in CamTwist. I want you to click on the Save Setup button in the third pane. And next time you come in, you won't have to do much configuration. You will need to slide the background around to match what windows you want to watch the next time you come back. Finally, we can now launch Ustream again. Get yourself back into broadcast mode like we did at the beginning. Once you've said allow for Flash to use your camera, now you're going to go back to those two pull-downs, one for video and one for audio. On the video pull-down now, all you do is choose CamTwist instead of the EyeSight camera you chose before. Again, the order of events is important here, just like it was with setting up GarageBand. You have to have CamTwist up and running first before you jump into the broadcast, or it won't show up as one of the options in the video source list. For most people, this will be the extent of what you'll want to do for your live show. The reason I think most people will stop here is because this is where the free part stops. If you want to send multiple audio sources through to the live show, the same way we set up the multiple video sources, you're going to have to fork over some dough. Somebody knows of a free way to do this, I'd be interested, but the only way I know how to do it is the way I'm about to describe. For a long time, I just pulled the audio down from my FastTrack USB interface, which picks up my microphone. But the people watching the live show used to get really bored whenever I was listening to something in GarageBand because they couldn't hear what I was hearing. They'd see me dancing to Victor Cahiao's Dumb Question Corner music, but they couldn't hear it. Enter a brand new beta product called Wiretap Anywhere from Ambrosia Software. Actually, I think it might be out of beta now. I wrote some of these show notes a long time ago, and I think they just got out of beta. But anyway, it's called Wiretap Anywhere. Much like CamTwist for video, Wiretap Anywhere combines several audio sources into one. Wiretap Anywhere works as a simple system preference pane. I choose first my own microphone, which in my case shows up as the FastTrack interface, and then I add GarageBand as a source, and they combine into one audio source. You can name that anything you want, that combined source. In my case, I choose to name it Ustream. Now, when I go over to Ustream and I'm ready to broadcast, for audio, I have a choice of built-in input, my FastTrack, or I can choose Ustream, which is the combination of my FastTrack and GarageBand that I created over using Wiretap Anywhere. Unfortunately, I think Wiretap Anywhere is a high price if this is the only use you have for it, because it lists out at $120 US. I know, yikes! It's so highly capable and can do so many other things, but this is, for this one thing, I think it might be a little bit steep. But maybe for that price, your listeners can stand to be bored while you listen to the music. Well, I have one last thing to explain. For some reason, when I play something in GarageBand, It blows the eardrums out of the listener's ears. I have to remember on each show to pull the volume down in GarageBand to keep everyone from typing in really, really angry capital letters, "Turn it down!" Took us a while to figure out where I needed to go fix that one. I'm pretty sure it was Willie who cracked the code on it, and everyone in the chat room thanks him. There's actually a slider in GarageBand for the volume, and it's the volume output, not the volume of everything you're creating in it. So everyone in the chat room does thank Willie for that. So the bottom line is the show goes live on Ustream.tv for free. I use the free cam twist to provide picture-in-picture of my talking head along with my desktop for maximum entertainment. And finally, I use Wiretap Anywhere at a kind of steep price, but it works perfectly to combine my mic with the sounds coming out of GarageBand. I hope you were able to follow all those technical pieces that give you the full picture of how this works. There are a lot of great shots in the show notes, so you can see exactly what I'm talking about. I've got little arrows pointing to them and the whole thing. Well, if you'd like to give me feedback on the show, ask questions, give advice even better, shoot me an email at nosillacast@gmail.com. Remember, if you feel like buying something at Amazon, click the link in my sidebar, and I get a small percentage of whatever you spend over at Amazon, and it helps support the show. I suppose you could skip the middleman and just click the donate button now button if that's easier for you. You know, I mean, I don't want to make it hard on you or anything. Thanks for listening, and stay subscribed.